your pen. Get out your pad and
nope.
As we approach life moving where God has led.
Hello and welcome to Pursue Excellence, the digital show. As y'all know, I am your host, Taylor Alexis, and I am so excited to get into today's interview and episode. We have a guest, y'all, and Pursue Excellence is a show that inspires people to think outside the box daily in hopes to expand their horizons while working towards personal growth. So we interview people and we talk about topics, habits, attitudes, and behaviors that lead to a positive mindset transformation. So tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to get some knowledge that'll change your life, y'all. We go live on YouTube and Facebook, so remember to tune in. And without further ado, we'll get started with today's episode. So on today's episode, as I said, we have a guest and we will be interviewing artist, producer, and mental health speaker, Kai Roberts, y'all. I am so excited for this interview. Make sure y'all are tuned in and take notes. We'll talk to Kai and hear his experiences with his career and a little about his journey, his ups and downs, and what he had to go through and where he's at right now and all his next events. We will also have an a cappella musical selection at the end of the show, so make sure y'all are tuned in. And we will meet with Kai right after this commercial break.
Diverse stories that tell what it means to be Black. They say the roots never lie and they keep the spirit intact. Narrating a culture that transcends the skies and the seas, capturing a lifestyle with too many shots for just one scene. This is Maurice Magazine.
Welcome back to the show. If you are just tuning in, we have a special guest with us today, Kai Roberts. So everyone, let's welcome Kai to the show, y'all. Woo! Yay! So, hey, Kai, how are you?
So, I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Of course. Thank you for coming to the show. We are so excited, as I said, to get into this interview. So, we'll start off. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What's your background? Where you went to school?
Yeah, for sure. So what's going on, everyone? My name is Kai Roberts. I'm a producer, a recording artist, and mental health speaker. I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh, PA. That's where I'm at presently. But as far as school, you know, I went to Shinley High School, you know, which isn't currently open right now, but it was a really great school. As far as college, I went to Carnegie Mellon University, where I studied business administration with a concentration in marketing. But that's where I studied undergrad at.
Wow. Okay, so that's exciting. How was your experience at Carnegie Mellon?
It was cool. You know, it was a great education. You know, it was things got a little bit rocky for me just because I started dealing with anxiety. You know, during my time there, you know, so we'll probably talk about this a little bit later, but things got a little bit rocky. I had to take a leave of absence. But, you know, when it all came down to it, you know, I finished, you know, finished in 5 years and, you know, and currently working and things of that nature. So, you know, it turned out for the better, for sure.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Did you enjoy staying in Pittsburgh? I know for me, I'm from Pittsburgh and I did not want to stay in Pittsburgh for college. I was like, I want to leave. So how was it staying in Pittsburgh, you know, being born and raised and then going to college?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting just because I had a similar feeling about Pittsburgh before I went to school. But the way that Carnegie Mellon's campus is built, it was almost like it was a city in a city, you know? So I didn't really feel like I was in the same neighborhoods and, you know, having the same experiences and things like that. So it, excuse me, I think it was pretty refreshing, you know, just to experience mm-hmm. something new. You know, I could visit my parents, you know, when I needed to, or when I needed some help, or, I mean, there was a bad side of that too. My mom could swoop up on me and stuff like that when, when I wasn't expecting, but you know, I enjoyed, like, I loved my city, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a natural choice.
That's good. That is so good. Yeah. All right. So now tell us about how you got into being an artist. Where did that come from?
Yes. So, I mean, I come from a musical family. So music has always been a part of what we do, you know, what we enjoy in the household. You know, I started playing instruments early on. So in elementary school, I started playing. I mean, of course, everyone starts off playing the recorder. You know, elementary school, like we were forced to play the recorder. And then I got into clarinet and saxophone, and I was playing that through elementary school, through middle school. And then when I was in high school, that's when I got exposed to hip hop culture, producing hip hop. You know, my dad was a DJ, you know, all through, when I was in elementary school, middle school. So I was always listening to a lot of music, but ninth grade was when I started producing, my own music through this program called Arts mm-hmm. Greenhouse. That was housed at Carnegie Mellon University. And, you know, from then I started rhyming, you know, me and my friends had a couple, mm-hmm. had a group, you know, all the way through the, like, midway through college. So it's always been a part of my life.
That is so exciting. Did you know, like, growing up, you knew music was for you? Like, did you know you were going to be into music?
Yeah. I always knew. Just because I remember even like in middle school, I asked, so middle school, for our music class, we had to learn piano. It was like a keyboard class. And I had a teacher, his name is Mr. Savage. And I remember asking Mr. Savage, you know, how do you make the songs on the radio? Mm-hmm. And you know, I was, you know, always very curious about that. You know, so it was kind of like a natural transition when, you know, they were advertising the Arts Greenhouse program at my high school. So I just signed up. I was like, I always wanted to know how to produce music, you know, the professional way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was always a part of the mix. Always knew.
So were you producing and rapping at the same time, right? So you were writing your own raps. And rapping them and producing them all at the same time.
Yes, ma'am. So I started producing maybe a year or two after that. I started writing my own raps. You know, I was writing songs and stuff like that. I mean, I sing as well. So I was, you know, on the R&B tip, you know, to some extent. You know, I haven't released much of that stuff, but yeah. Yeah, I just like to experiment. I just like to experiment with it, you know?
That's good. So you were in high school. So I'm trying to figure out where is the connection between business, going to school for business and marketing, and then knowing you were going to do something in music. Did you know you were going to do something in music business or want to do something in music business?
Yeah, so this always happened. This happened really my freshman and sophomore year of college. Because I started college. I was a mechanical engineering major at Carnegie Mellon.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I applied to Carnegie Mellon for, you know, because I was good at math and science. And, you know, I got pretty good grades in high school. But I wasn't really feeling the coursework. You know, Carnegie Mellon is a really, really challenging school. And, you know, I was, mm-hmm. you know, wasn't really doing too well in those courses. Mm-hmm. You know, so I decided to switch my major, you know, to business because at the time I was in a group and I was doing like a fair share of kind of the business operations things. And, you know, that it was, you know, reaching out to, you know, local publications and things like that. It really kind of gave me a rush. So I thought I could really see myself, you know, doing something like marketing or business administration moving forward. So mm-hmm. I think that's where I found, yeah, that's where I found my sweet spot.
Oh, wow. That is so interesting. And you can still use those skills, you know, when you are producing and an artist and writing, because you still have to promote your music. You know, so you have experience and knowledge in that area as well. So that helps.
For sure. For sure. It comes in handy for sure.
Yes. So currently now, are you doing music full time or do you also work another job?
Yes. So right now I'm still working full time. You know, the goal is to. Yeah. So I'm still on the grind. You know, my goal is to really work, you know, full time in my passion, you know, in the near future. You know, but I've, you know, for the last 5 years, you know, 5 years and some change since I've graduated from school, like I've, you know, really been building up to that point, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So I had a number of jobs since I graduated from school, you know, all the while, you know, on the side, of course, you know, working on, you know, my passion, you know, working as a mental health speaker. And, you know, those are two things that I really enjoy. You know, music, you know, I think I'll never let go of that pairing, you know, of between the two. Mm-hmm. You know, but still not full time in what I really want to do.
Right. And so how do you manage your time between your 9 to 5 or whatever hour you work your job and you're being an artist?
So, I mean, it's difficult to be honest with you. Like mm-hmm. it's difficult. You know, the way that I try to do it is by using calendars. But even like depending on where I'm putting most of my time, like either on my phone or on the computer, like I might miss something, you know, it's a delicate balance. Like early on when I started to, when I first became a speaker, I was working for this organization called the Pittsburgh Promise. And I would, you know, travel to speaking engagements using my PTO. So I use all my PTO up on speaking engagements. And to be honest with you, I'm really starting to feel it now. I'm like, dang, I've really haven't had a vacation since I graduated, you know, just cause I've, you know, and I'm not really complaining about that. You know, just cause those speaking engagements are really fun and really, you know, energizing, but you know, I've just been, you know, full speed ahead into like for a long time, you know?
Right.
So just building, you know,
getting to the grind, getting to the hustle.
Yeah, you gotta hustle. You gotta hustle.
You got to. And if y'all haven't listened to Kai's music, he'll give all his social media at the end of the show. But y'all, it's good. He's very lyrical. As I said, we'll have an acapella, a musical selection. So we're not done yet, Kai. But we will get into the next half of the interview right after this commercial break.
Since 13 and football dreams, most people waiting on the sideline, waiting for one time in the limelight. But tonight, I'ma shine in the moonlight. Made moves like Michael Jackson, so it's time for action. I go graduated to a party bus. I'm going to college, I had enough. Gonna live it up. Pour drink in the red cup. Drunk white girl, throw it up.
Save 10% on your entire purchase at thelipbar.com using code TaylorAlexis at checkout. Now, we all know there ain't nothing strange about saving a little bit of change. So save 10% off at thelipbar.com, thelipbar.com, by using code TaylorAlexis, TaylorAlexis.
ALEXIS at checkout. Happy shopping!
Welcome back to the show. If you are just tuning in, we are interviewing artist, producer, and mental health speaker Kai Roberts. So we'll bring him back on. We're in the second half of our interview. We got to talking about some experiences and how you manage your job while being an artist in totality with writing your own music as well. So now, mental health speaking, and you mentioned it a little in the first half, but how did you get into discussing mental health and being a speaker?
I mean, it started with me, I know I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but it started with me dealing with body in college. And, you know, after my sophomore year, I started dealing with this anxiety. And I was dealing with it pretty seriously, you know, dealing with panic attacks, obsessive thoughts, intrusive thoughts. And, you know, when I went back to school with the fall of my junior year, I had to take a leave of absence because everything got so serious. So I was gone for a semester. You know, I received treatment. I went to a therapist, which is the best decision I ever made in my life. You know, to go, you know, get that professional help, you know, and start addressing some of the traumas, you know, and the insecurities from my past in youth. But after that, you know, when I went back to school, I was really energized by the idea of, you know, speaking about mental health, promoting mental health awareness. You know, I saw that it was an issue, especially in the Black community. So I really wanted to talk about it for us. You know, and that was the time that I really made a transition, even in my music, to kind of pivot that to talk about mental health as well. So I was telling my story on campus, you know, really sharing my story. I produced an album called Carnegie Cafe, which I used to really as a tool to promote mental health awareness on campus and in Pittsburgh and outside of the city. And then I really was looking for a larger platform, and I came across Active Minds Incorporated, which is an organization actually based in DC. And I really loved what they were doing. You know, they have, it's a chapter based nonprofit, and they spread mental health awareness. You know, they have, you know, 800 plus, you know, chapters across the US and moving internationally now. So I got connected with them. I was, you know, sent them emails, you know, was really, you know, trying to bring them up to speed as to what I'm trying to do on campus and why I think it's new, why I think it's different, and why I think it might have value. And, you know, all of a sudden they got back to me. They invited me to come present a workshop at their national conference down there in DC. The workshop went over well. And from then they allowed me to audition for their speakers bureau. And that's where the relationship started. You know, since that moment, I've been associated with Active Minds on their speakers bureau. It's been a very fulfilling ride with this organization. And I'm really thankful for the relationship that I was able to build. But, you know, it's really like, it's probably some of the most fulfilling work that I'm doing right now. And, as far as, you know, telling my story, hearing other stories,
right,
and just really uplifting, you know, this word that, you know, needs to be circulated a little bit more.
Exactly. Yes, Kai, you just gave us so many gems. Thanks for sharing that. And I know, seriously, a lot of people go through mental health issues. And I applaud you, you know, for taking that leave of absence, knowing yourself, knowing it's okay to take that time, because it is, to get better. And you came back and it took that experience to find and to do something, like you said, is the most fulfilling thing in your life right now. This is just so beautiful. Yeah. That's so inspiring. So what challenges...
Thank you.
No problem. What challenges, I guess, do you see the most with being a mental health speaker and traveling around and, like you said, not really having a vacation, you know, right now at least, while you're grinding.
Yeah. I mean, it's very fulfilling work, but it's challenging just because of the, you know, the preparation. And especially, like, considering, like, my specific presentation, it's a music-based presentation. So I'm performing and speaking, you know, kind of back and forth. And, you know, it's very similar to like a music set, but it's just more so of a speech. You know, I really like the format, but, you know, it's a way to get people engaged, you know, but at the same time, you know, I'm performing, I got to prep for it. I got to know all the music. I got to, you know, one challenge I've been experiencing is, you know, just the idea that, you know, my music, you know, this is an album I released in 2013, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like the sound of music has changed. So I'm debating whether I need new music, whether I need a new approach, you know, and just staying fresh, you know, staying different. You know, pop culture is catching up to what we're doing in at Active Minds. So making sure that I'm adding value. You know, where, you know, I was just introducing people to topics, you know, early on, like in, you know, 2014, 2015, you know, it may be time to dive a little bit deeper into things like anxiety, depression, just so I'm adding enough value that people will want to spend money on me, you know?
Exactly.
So Taylor, it's a constant balance, you know, and I mean, those business skills come in handy for sure, just because, you know, that school just really taught us how to, you know, kind of constantly evaluate your product, you know, perform, analyze it, you know, perform research on it and see if it's still working, adjust it, you know, adjust operations and all. So all this stuff, like I always say, business is business, you know, regardless of what kind of business you're in, it's everything has a very similar theme to it, similar concepts. Mm-hmm. So it's the same challenge as any other business experiences, but it's a little bit more personal because I'm the product. My story is the product, right. You know?
Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And it can be sensitive too, you know, expressing that and sharing your story and people being receptive to that.
Yeah.
So I definitely understand what you're saying. So are you, I also want to talk about your creative, unique combination of you're a speaker who also performs. So I don't know of any other speakers who also perform. Do you know of any, or are there any on the board or in the organization you work with?
No, I think I'm the only, I'm the only speaker on the Active Mind Speakers Bureau that has, performs in this same way. I mean, I'm sure many other people have musical talent, you know, but it's just not paired with their story in the exact same way.
Right.
I think there is one speaker that, she performs with a band, if I'm not mistaken, or it's kind of a singer songwriter format. But it's not like, a hip hop performance. I think that's pretty novel as far as, you know, like my presentation is concerned.
Yeah, that makes sense. And is your, you just touched on another point we were going to get into. So do you, I know you said you were dabbling a little bit in R&B. So what genres of music do you produce and create?
I mean, I really stick to, you know, hip hop, R&B, pop, in some instances. I haven't really dabbled in other things just because it's been a while since I played my instrument. So I can't see myself getting into like jazz or anything like that. It's been like years and years since I played just the saxophone. But yeah, I stick to those. I think those are my sweet spots.
Yeah. Oh, well, Kai, this has been a great interview. We're wrapping up now, but I want to give you a chance to promote any events, any songs you have coming out. What would you like the viewers to, how can we contact you as well?
But absolutely.
What do you want us to go check out?
Absolutely, yes. So if you're interested in learning a little bit about, you know, my artistry or my speaking, you know, you can follow me at Kai Roberts Music on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, all the platforms have the same handle. But as far as things I'm working on, I would definitely recommend, you know, everyone check out my latest album. It's called The Great Escape. It's kind of chill, you know, it was a laid back album, you know, just trying to capture like the mood of these last 5 years, since I graduated from school, you know, the challenges and, you know, some of the insecurities, frustrations that I've been dealing with. But check out that album. I have a music video coming out soon for the song on this album called Goodbyes. So that'll be coming up soon. I'll be, kind of rolling that out shortly, but Taylor, you know, I really appreciate you, you know, having me, you know, and, you know, everyone, please connect with me. You know, I'm happy to answer any other questions anyone might have. You know, I'm pretty responsive on social.
Yes, he is. We talk on social media and he is very responsive, y'all. So go connect with Kai. Thank you, Kai, for coming on the show. As I said, stay tuned, y'all. We will have an a cappella musical selection from Kai later on in the show. Thank you again, Kai. Good luck
thank you.
With everything, and I hope everything goes well.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk soon. And so now we'll get into our Book of the Month segment, y'all. So our Book of the Month, as y'all know, we said it last episode, we're still in January 2021, January 2021, y'all. Our Book of the Month is Fervent by Priscilla Shire. Make sure you go cop this book. You learn how to strategically pray, y'all. We need to stay in prayer to make sure we don't have any evil spirits lurking around and so we can defeat the enemy, y'all. So this book will teach you how to specifically and strategically pray. So this is our Book of the Month for January. Next month, we'll have a different book. And so that is our Book of the Month. Next, we'll get into our good news. So, good news, y'all. On today's episode of Good News, we will be highlighting Caitlin Gooch, who is from North Carolina. She helps kids read by inspiring them and having them interact with horses. She owns and created her nonprofit, Saddle Up. So watch this video and where Caitlin explains how and why she started the company, and you'll hear a kid's testimony.
When the kids come out and they're reading to the horses, they focus. They want the horse to know the story that they're reading. They want to show them the pictures, and it really encourages them to finish the book.
The thing that I love about reading is that you get to learn facts about horses and how they grew up.
Yes, y'all, that is just so inspiring. Shout out to Caitlin, y'all. And that's what Pursue Excellence is all about. From inspiring stories from Kai to Caitlin, y'all, I hope you are encouraged. Be encouraged. Stay encouraged. Willing to be kind and helpful to people who aren't kind and helpful to you. Great things come to those who prosper and who are nice to people. So that is it for today's episode. And last but not least, we will have our musical selection a cappella, y'all, from Kai Roberts.
So this piece is called Believe. So age 14 made a microphone fiend from a one-night fling. Erased the insecurity, a moment of purity, feeling low. The world was flooring me, and I acted accordingly. Claimed my free spiritness with soft fleeces, tore me to pieces, caught a seamstress. Now I'm better now, coochie sweating now. Fiending gave me into trusting on the weekend became my trademark. On point like darts, became cardiac arrested to bars that's in my heart. The art now a part of my soul. Mama's stocking pop filters never get old. Or my dad's mics. Long nights turn to flashing lights. Studio flights. Now you be rhyming on the back of a bike. You fall off in the fast lane, trying to chase the mundane when music brought me through the pain. See, I remember when the world felt December like a vein freeze. Stresses and aggression was neglecting all my basic needs. Welfare cash, lower than the basic steez. Looking to fit in with clothes I couldn't fit in just. Love with music instrumentals to soothe the mental. One day saw my own potential. Now how did one beat make you believe in yourself? Talked about so much, you start to slander yourself. Hip hop is how I banished myself. Dark days overcame, that's my Clark Kent ways. And my road to success became the lane I paved with plenty gravel. Shake my ways. Social slave didn't understand when I was lonely, man. Now what they didn't understand is what gave me the fans. Living the plan, motivation for the next man, food for the people. Vendor at a mic stand. Believe.
Woo! Give it up for Kyle. Thank you. That was amazing. Make sure y'all go check out Kai's music, his albums on YouTube, as he said, at Kai Roberts Music. Thank you again, Kai, for coming on the show. It's a wrap for today, y'all. Thank you all for tuning in. Our next show will air not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after next at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Make sure y'all like this guest interview. Go check out Kai and subscribe. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you to the people and the group who helped me produce this show. Union Media Group, y'all. This show wouldn't be possible without them. So thank you. And that's it, y'all. I'll talk to y'all on next episode.
Peace, love, and blessings.